Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Let's talk about some baseball that's going on tonight. Like we said, going to be calling the game with the crew from Apple TV Plus. Ryan Spielborg joining us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Ryan, good to have you on the program. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk about these two teams. You got the defending world champs. They're kind of spinning their wheels a little bit right now. And then you got the Braves all banged up, but they sit with the best record at 12-5.
Yeah, I mean, like, you talk about really exciting matchup. You have two of the last three World Series winners matching up on a Friday night. And, look, I love Atlanta. I love Texas. I've been doing not just Apple games, but you know, I work for the Rockies. I do, you know, I'm their color analyst now for 11 years. And I've done MLB Network Radio covering covering baseball for 7 years on Sirius XM. And during that time frame, for the last 5 years, I've been doing postseason runs. So I've been on, you know, the Houston Astros run. I was here for when the Braves won the World Series in 2021, and then I was part of the entire. I watched the Rangers do their run last year. I covered the American League Championship in the World Series. So it's pretty neat when you're watching organizations like Atlanta, like Texas, and their paths have been a little bit different. You know, Texas, they were a 100-loss team 2 years ago. Yeah, you know, I remember when I saw the Braves roll out with Acuna and Albies and Dansby Swanson during a home opener in Colorado in 2017 when it was like 40 degrees and these guys were like playing like it was so much fun. I was like, okay, so you can see these organizations flip it on a dime. And I think the thing that stands out is that both teams love, and when I say like love, like everybody loves to play baseball. These teams love to play baseball. So that to me makes a really compelling game to watch.
Can I tell you what else they also have in common in my mind? The general manager-manager relationship. I give credit to Chris Young for not only, you know, you got to have money to go buy some of the free agents they did, but to convince Bruce Bochy to take that job, come out of retirement, to see, hear what we see every day with Brian Snicker and Alex Anthopoulos. That's your lane, that's mine, and here's where we meet up on the road. I think both organizations have that in common as well.
Yeah, you know what's fair about that, too, is you go back to Brian Snicker and after, what was it, Freddie Gonzalez vacated that position, and Freddie's with Baltimore Orioles, so I get to see Freddie every now and then. But for Snicker to come in and kind of operate an organization where he had no big league managerial experience, you know, Brian Snicker is a really cool story because he was in the minor leagues for over 30 years. And, you know, one of his key confidants and one of his key mentors was Hank Aaron. And Hank really encouraged Snit to like stick with it and, to get this opportunity. What's crazy about it too is like after Snicker had success, we started seeing other organizations because there's a little bit of a time period where you were getting first-year managers that had no managerial experience and were younger, like a Gabe Kapler, an Aaron Boone, an Alex Cora, guys almost coming out of the booth and managing at a big league level. And then it went a little bit backwards. You know, it wasn't working for every organization. And a guy like Snicker, who had the years of you know, grinding with people familiar in the organization, really carried a lot. And so,
hey, Ryan, he was never supposed to get this job full time. The bottom line is he was never supposed to get this job full time.
Of course not. Of course not. That's kind of my point was, you know, everybody was expecting somebody else, maybe like a Chipper Jones or, you know, a John Smoltz or, you know, somebody that was, you know, more of a household name that was a manager versus a Brian Snicker. And that's my point is that the Braves went outside the box and they went from somebody internally who had the respect of the minor leagues. And then slowly but surely he builds those relationships with players at the major league level and then carries on kind of what the organization has wanted to see. And that's why I think that relationship with Alex Anthopoulos is so important is because it's been based in knowledge of the organization for such a long period of time, which we love. And then as far as Bochy's concerned, Bochy and Chris Young go way back to the time where Bochy was managing the San Diego Padres. And in the case of Bruce Bochy, Bochy never really wanted to retire from the San Francisco Giants. The Giants just kind of wanted to pivot and go in a different direction, which is why they went for Gabe Kapler. So I think what's crazy about Bochy's scenario was, you know, here's a Hall of Fame manager who can outmaneuver virtually anybody. And last year it was like evident watching him in the postseason. He was outmaneuvering Kevin Cash. He was outmaneuvering Dusty Baker. He was outmaneuvering Torrey Lovello like nonstop. And to have that with a bunch of players that love to play, that's why you get those seasons like you do. That's why you're a World Series champ. That's why the Braves have a World Series ring, and that's why the Rangers have a World Series ring.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. Ryan Spielberg with us. Apple TV Plus going to have the game tonight, 7:20 first pitch between the Braves and the Rangers. And I'm looking at the release, and I guess fans, they're telling you, can find a step-by-step instructional manual on how to watch Friday Night Baseball. We kind of laugh about it. It's really not that hard to do. I mean, the thought of it seems to be more complicated, when in reality, getting Apple TV and Apple TV Plus, Ryan, you know this, it's fairly basic if you have a smartphone.
It's extremely basic, even if you have a smart TV. I think the common misnomer, and like I'll tweet out after I'm done, you know, talking with you guys on radio, I'll tweet out a free link. You get a free trial subscription for 2 months. You click on it, and then I'll even give you like a pro tip. If you hate my voice and you don't want to hear, Alex and I talk about your teams, there's a radio feed on the top right corner where you can watch the pretty pictures that Apple does. Cause the quality of it is really, really good. You can listen to Ben Ingram and Joe Simpson. You can listen to, you can listen to the Rangers feed. So I'm not offended at all. If you don't want to listen to me talk about your team,
where can people find, where you're going to put that? What's the social media outlet?
Well, you can find, like, I think it's on Apple TV Plus, and then I will tweet it on on my Twitter account at SpillyGoat19.
All right.
So really easy.
At SpillyGoat19, folks.
Yeah,
it's going to be all there for you in a matter of moments.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
What is the deal with the picture? Is that 9K and you just haven't released it to the rest of the world yet? Why does it look as good as it does?
It's because they're using the best cameras possible, and they're just putting their investment into picture quality. And, you know, part of it, too, is the simplicity of their graphics. I mean, you'll notice it. I mean, some guys will say, hey, like, where do you guys get these odds? I was like, listen, I'm not into that stuff. Like, I'm not into proprietary information that they're sharing, like odds of getting a hit right here. But it's based on counts and leverage and all these things. So it's pretty cool to see how the Apple version is being run, because I think more and more, I think for a fan experience, when you get to see, you know, picture quality that looks great on your phone, on your TV, and then you have just a little bit different of a feature that you're not accustomed to, I think it's nice. You know, like, it's nice once in a while, you know, like, go have a fancy dinner, you know, if that's how you're looking at our program.
All right. Not that you get in trouble. You have the greatest office in the world. You get to go to work and you're in a stadium. But Colorado's hit some hard times. And we were around here and I was doing pregame when the Braves were not very good. And there was a time when the Falcons were not very good. And you do that as a guy working in our industry. You love the fact that you're given an opportunity to do it. But there is a difference in how a season feels. Is there not, when you have the ability as a fan, as a guy in our world, to know that we're rooting for a team that really is supposed to be playing deep into October?
Yeah, I agree with that, because, I mean, I've been on some good teams myself where, you know, there's an expectation within the clubhouse that you're going to win. There's a different feel for a fan when you're watching a game and, you know, sixth inning and there's a runner at second and third and one out and, you know, one of your guys doesn't come through. You're like, dang, like, I needed that run to come across. Where, you know, if you're in the Rockies case where there's 4-14 right now, first and second or second and third, one out, and the guy doesn't come through, you're like, eh. You know, not a big deal, but for Braves fans and Rangers fans, because you know, like, every game matters and that your team is capable of putting quality at bats together or getting big outs, that, you know, you become a little bit more engaged on like, you know, simplicity, first inning runs, right? Scoring in the first inning, you know, turning a double play, like, all those things matter. And that's what makes it, like, from a fan base standpoint, when you get and go to a baseball game and you're watching your favorite players play, like, of course you want to see Acuna hit a 3-run bomb and run around the bases, but you also love when, you know, the game's on the line and you have somebody come out and that's like, you know, with his peanuts comes out and gets a swing and a miss. So you love that stuff. That to me makes what being a fan so enjoyable when your team is relevant.
Ryan Spielborg with us, Apple TV Plus, the place to watch the Braves and Rangers tonight. At SpillyGoat19 is where you can follow him. He'll give you some details and a free opportunity after he is done with us on social media. You talked about going back a few years ago, 2017 in Colorado, and seeing the young guys out there playing. Baseball's a grind. You know that. Anybody that watches it, played it, knows it. How important is it to have guys that have a genuine passion, not just playing for the cameras, but a genuine passion night in, night out for the game on your team?
Well, that's what I think the separator is when it comes to great teams versus good teams. You know, teams that are good for a year or two run versus a 5-6-7 year run. You know, as much as I, you know, people don't like the Houston Astros, there's genuine players on that team that love to play. I think if you follow the teams that are consistently good year in, year out, you have players that love to play. And I think it's obvious when you're watching this Braves team that there's guys, not only because they play every day, but it's almost feels like it follows a tradition here, you know, that dates back to, you know, from when Terry Pendleton and to Chipper to Freddie Freeman, you know, like this kind of this notion that, like, we love playing baseball and we want to play every single day. And it shows, like, those guys aren't easy to find, to be honest. Like, you would think that everybody that's playing in the big leagues loves playing in the big leagues. That's not true. I mean, there's a lot of guys that love being a big leaguer because of what it means to be a big leaguer and maybe some of the financial, you know, benefits of it. That's not every guy even makes that much money as a big leaguer because they're not in the game long enough. They're not good enough. But when you have players like I see it with Matt Olson, I see it with Austin Riley, I see it with so many of the players on the field, They love to work. They love to play. They want to be there. And it shows that those are usually winning baseball players because you have to have it, because there's going to be days where the weather stinks or the travel stinks, or, you know, like it's just you're dealing with some stuff at home that,
right,
you know, that's kind of carrying over. And when you get to base, when you get to the field, if you love it, like, you're just like, all right, I'm in my happy place. And happy players end up being good players.
Let's finish up with this. I hear guys tell me they're a scratch golfer or they're a four, but that means you're a four at your club. You go on the road, you're not a four. You don't know the layout and everything else. Can you explain, because you did your time in the minors, you've been around the 1% of the 1% and the guys who are even better than that, the 1% of the guys who play in the major leagues. What's the difference between being a guy who's cusp, compared to the guys who have the monster careers and everything in between? Is there a way to explain it the way that we think about golfers to determine what the difference in talent truly is?
Sure. I mean, I think there's an attention to detail that is when people, I mean, it's not just talent. Like, I used to say this as like a simple analogy, like technique will always beat talent. So if you have good technique, you can beat talent. So if you're like, you can hit the ball a long way or whatever, like somebody that's like technically savvy can beat talent every day of the week. You know, they'll hit it down the right down the fairway. They'll, you know, they've got the short game. But when talent acquires technique, when talent actually has the technique to be able to, you know, hit one down the fairway, have their short game, putt for dough, that's when people take it to the next level. So not everybody has the same talent level. Not everybody has the same technique level, but for the true one percenters, it's an attention to detail that is technically based with talent that's better than everybody else.
And
those
failure.
Guys are really hard to find. Yeah,
is it the failure part of the equation?
So the failure part is, you know, failure is an interesting one because failure is part of the game. It's how you deal with it. Mm-hmm. So you almost have to have a constitution where, you know, like, I don't care about what happened yesterday. So that, like most guys, like guys that play every day, they don't care about what happened yesterday, and they really don't care about what's going to happen tomorrow. They're just worried about today. And then they just compartmentalize it, move on, learn from it, and move on to the next day. People that are really hard on themselves, they carry the weight of yesterday. They carry the weight of tomorrow. And they prevent themselves from being what they possibly could be, which, you know, if you're in the present, you're good. But if you're not, if you're in the future or in the past, then that's usually your drag. And so, again, like, one percenters have all those characteristics that I'm talking about.
Not only in baseball, in life. Ryan Spielborg, the coverage tonight on Apple TV Plus starts at 7 o'clock, 7:20 first pitch. You got the Rangers and the Braves. Then at 10 o'clock, you got the Diamondbacks and the Giants. You can follow them at Spilly Goat, S-P-I-L-L-Y, Goat, G-O-A-T, 19. He'll offer you an easy way to watch the game tonight. Ryan, thanks for coming out. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Anytime. Ryan Spielborg, Apple TV Plus, calling the game tonight. And as he said, if you want to hear Joe and Ben, there's a place on the screen where you can do exactly that and still watch the game on Apple TV.
Yeah, but don't forget about 680 The Fan's hat.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.